Why the fuck is Blueface, like, considered a hip-hop artist? This nigga doesn't talk about anything. Ever. He's, like, a super pop artist who doesn't stay on beat, but some of his songs are hype. But he's black. So he, like, he fits, like, what I guess the outsider thinks someone who's, like, a hip-hop MC should look like, but the content is not there.
Hello, 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 children of the internet. You're listening to the Neon Black Podcast, where we talk about nerd culture, philosophy, and the philosophy of nerd culture, and anything else that fits the mood. I'm your first host, Remy, first son of Van Hohenheim, and designer supreme. But let me introduce you to our second host.
Hey, yo, it's E from the A, wielder of the pen and the sword, and introducer of our third host.
It's your boy, Kevin, a.k.a. Kevlar, a.k.a. the Hood Metal Alchemist. And finally, and lastly, I want to pass it off to my boy.
Shining on through specials of neon, it's the cloud-born ruler of the Azure Kingdom, a.k.a. Mike. Let's turn on the light.
The one thing I want to say, though, about the, like, our people argument is I feel like that did, like, I agree with you. It did work earlier on, but sadly, like, hip-hop, like, isn't a black thing anymore. It hasn't been I feel like it really hasn't been a black thing for, like, a while now. Like, you could go to any crowd, and most of the consumer base will be white. If you go to fucking, Music Midtown, there'll be a couple of niggas, because we live in Atlanta, like, a good 50% of them will be niggas. But there's also hella white people, like, at all these music festivals, like, all these fans. That's why, like, we even have to, or musicians even have to ask, hey, can you not say this? Because they are, like, they are the majority, and they also, like, control what becomes popular. So if they want to listen to music that has the word nigga in it, they're going to listen to it. And they're going, and then the musicians are just going to keep propagating that trend, I feel like.
That's only, I wouldn't say that hip-hop isn't predominantly black anymore. I wouldn't say it like that. I would say that our consumers are people that we get to pay attention to us, which is the people who are going to spend money, which is the white people, are now appreciating or, like, getting into or trying to copy what we've already been doing. So the fact that they got our eyes on us now, I feel like that's cool. Yeah, keep giving us your money, but I wouldn't call hip-hop out of black industry anymore.
I mean,
I think hip-hop is, like, really pop now. Yeah. It's just pop music.
People are looking at us now, wow. But that's not, I feel like there are still artists out there that are.
But are they in the majority? Are they the frontliners?
I mean, my thing is,
when that's what matters, because the people who are in front determine what the scene is. So if it's like you got your Kendricks that are still keeping it hella black by making songs like Blacker Than Berry.
Like, people fucking, are still black though. Like, everybody, the toughest people.
But it's not about the people.
Just because it's not about their skin color though. It's about, like, the message that they're perpetuating.
I feel like they're all okay. Who do we have? We have Jay-Z. The only person that's like
top. Nigga's more of a businessman than he is.
I wouldn't put Jay-Z
straight up rapper there. Now.
Yeah.
The top, okay, who do we have that's on the top right now in terms of rapper? What is it, Drake?
What? Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole. Yeah, but Drake is pop. Drake is pop, to be honest, yeah. So what, J. Cole, Kendrick.
We have, what, who else is doing numbers? Logic was, but I feel like he dropped. Yeah.
Travis Scott is doing something. I don't know what he's doing.
He is, but it's not exactly hip-hop. It's not hip-hop. Yeah. It's, like, trap pop. And he doesn't even talk about black issues.
That's true.
He just kind of talks about
life.
Like, drugs, sex, and, I don't know, more drugs. Being fucking destroyed. Same thing, kind of, like, low-key with Future. Future is a black artist, but he doesn't, like, propagate black issues or stand for anything black if you really listen to his music.
Yeah. My thing is, about Future is he's a trap artist, and he even said himself that he doesn't do the stuff that he says in his music. But what he's saying is stuff that Black people are doing, like in these streets. Like, that's how we make our money. Like, we're always in the trap game. We're gonna make music for people like us. Like, I wouldn't say that just because we now have white people viewership that it's no longer a Black thing.
But I do think there's something to be said about the fact that, like, so there are Black people, like, you know, in the inner city who are making drugs, trap houses, and all that stuff. Also, white people doing the same thing with, like, meth in trailer parks. So, like, that music can speak to them, too. So, like, I feel like there is, because there's something to be, and honestly, there's probably, you have, like, people out, like, in Mexico doing drug cartels, you could probably also relate to that music. I'm sure there's a version of that in India, in China, and wherever else, too. So, like, I feel like who like Black people speak to and like in hip hop and things like that, it does transcend the races and go to other ethnicities as well. So like I feel like that's a big reason why it also kind of skews less Black nowadays.
I feel like it's just because as a culture now, to be Black is popular, so everybody's just looking at us. Nothing really changed. The only thing that changed from when hip hop started to what it is now is the fact that more people care about what's happening to us. Now that we have more, you know, younger artists coming out and there's less problems and we can focus on doing more things, obviously the messages are not going to be as deep as they were because we're not going through them. We're going to talk about what the fuck we're doing on Twitter or whatever, Instagram, whatever, because our lives are not as hard as it was. But it's still the same general concept from it was in the beginning. I don't think that the fact that now we have more people looking at us changes the fact that it's not a Black industry. Like, we're just popular now. It's popular to be Black. I don't know why it happened. I don't know where it happened or what it happened, but people just like it.
Yeah, but look, Mikey, my problem with that is the exact sentence that you just said. Like, what does it even fucking mean to be Black? Like, if right. You really think about it, there's so many different kinds of Black, and like really think about it, when I mean like, or when J. Cole means that white people have snatched the sound, is there's a specific kind of Black person that this like poppy ass like hip hop music likes to portray, and that's why like if you get it's so gross if you get on like TikTok or like Twitter and you start to see like white people almost like mimicking like what's supposed to be only like Black vernacular or like Black hairstyles and stuff like that, it gets really weird, because then you kind of know that like the fan base that is listening the most is white people who think blackfishing and
think it's Black, the white people listening the most, it's just the white people have the power. So now when they are doing it, they're going to show it. Like, it's just going to be more prevalent. I don't even think, I still, like, the thing about the concert situation, too, is that a lot of Black people, we went to concerts, but not like how white people do. And now that white people are listening to hip-hop and all that stuff, there's going to be more of them going to concerts. It's just something that they do. Like, Black people don't really go to concerts like as much as white people do. They go crazy for concerts.
Let me ask y'all this though. This question about this. So, the music that is most popular today, the music that presumably makes the most money, that sells, I guess, concert tickets and all that, gets the most listens on these platforms. Does the music in the hip hop genre, the top songs, the popular ones, does it represent? Like, what kind of Black issues, what kind of Black people does it represent? Like, who's that music speaking to? Because I think that's what Kevin kind of means when he says it's not really about, like hip-hop isn't about Black people, because it's not really speaking to that. Especially, I mean, people say that the difference between old school and what it is now, I mean, that's obviously a difference. So it's gotten less Black in that sense, but even compared with just, like, the early 2000s or whatever, like the mid 2000s, like it has changed. Like, I mean, Drake is obviously just one example, but there's a lot of different, I don't know. Like, would y'all say that the hits now, like the non-stops by Drake and the Houston Fornications by Travis. Like, those aren't black songs to me. Like, I like those songs. I bump them, but
yeah,
they don't,
they're hype. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't speak to the black experience.
I wouldn't say, okay, that's my thing though. Like, yeah, they're the top people doing numbers, but the hip hop that I listen to, the people that I listen to, it's still prevalent. Like, it's just black situations today. It's not like, yeah, we're always gonna have our Drakes, we're gonna have our Travis Scotts that speak to a bigger crowd. But yeah. I feel like, but as
it's not like, the sad thing about like this country, like on just on any microcosm, is it's never about like what the majority is. Like, even if the majority of artists were for black issues, but they had a small fan base, and the ones that have the larger fan bases are not talking about black issues, hip hop then becomes like, whoever has the biggest like fucking fan base, whoever's listening to that, that's what the sound becomes. Because I'm not saying that, you know, there aren't like, you know, niggas like Smino, niggas like fucking No Name, Saba, Toby Lou, like all these different like weird Tierra Whack, like just different ass niggas doing different kind of hip hop. I'm talking about like a movement becomes like, it needs leaders, and the people who are leading the hip hop movement, like their content, it has no culture behind it. There's no like real, it's like internet, like fake black shit. I don't even know how to describe it, really.
I mean, honestly, because like the thing is, like, everybody's kind of been dancing around it though, is the fact that, like, I think Mikey said it earlier that, like, yeah, because Mikey was saying that, like, you know, they're rapping out black issues, but they're not, it's not as deep as it was before because black people aren't going through it like they were before. And at the end of the day, what it's coming down to is that the quote-unquote black experience is just now more generic. Like, it's something that not just black people can feel, it's something that also that poor white people can feel, and Hispanic people can feel, and all these other ethnicities can feel. So, like, what they're rapping about isn't specifically black because it's more generic. It funnels to more people. That's why we keep bringing up Drake, because Drake's really honest. He's a pop artist. And pop is popular because it talks to the biggest group of people. So it can't be in depth. It can't be about, you know, your dad leaving you when you were young and split from your mom, because that's the black experience. Like, and even that is just a stereotype. That's not even specific to just black people, because it happened to everybody. There are a lot of deadbeat dads out there. That's just what got, you know, spread around in the quote unquote black community. So I feel like we're just talking about the fact that, it, like, hip hop can't, I don't say can't be, but it's not pushing for, you know, the black experience or whatever, because the more popular it gets, the more generic it gets. And if it's generic, then it by definition, can't then speak specifically to black people.
Yeah.
I mean,
because the thing is, I just want to finish one last thing. The thing is, like, hip hop used to be a movement for black people, kind of how, like, and it happens so quickly and frequently that I think people, like, I don't want to say forget is the right word, but you could look at like any movement in history that is underground that used to mean something, like hip hop used to mean something because the front runners were talking primarily about like black issues and black philosophies and black ways of life. But now the front runners are just talking about bullshit like drugs. And fucking, I don't know,
fucking
smashing
bitches
on like the same thoughts like over and over again, which is hype as fuck, which is great, but it's not even indicative of like the black experience. Whereas like, for example, Donald was like an artist that was called white heavily, but he was, the reason I feel like he got popular is not only did he appeal to the white audience, but there were a lot of like black people who felt like the missing voice, like in the black community that wasn't being kind of like propagated by the mainstream media, who felt like his pain. It was like, oh, you know, they're just, you know, normal black kids who might be like just really smart or something like that, or really different. Same thing with Tyler. I felt like they were kind of like your last, maybe like in hip hop, like, they were, like, your weird black kid movement rather than, like, your, LA or like your like urban, I hate using that word by the way, but like urban black movement, where it was talking about like the influences West Coast and East Coast gangs and ways of life, and after the Black Panther movement and stuff like that, that had like rich stuff. You could even like look at the movement of SoundCloud rap. It was very underground, it was very fucking like cutting edge. It was all about like the internet and like using like the weirdest and like lo-fi equipment that you can. But now that that sound has also been snatched by white people, you can find like industry plants left and right, and now that it's like not even like, it's almost like it's lost the soul of what it used to be. It hits like certain bullet points, but it's missing something, is what I'm trying to say. And specifically for hip hop, I feel like it's missing an actual black voice rather than like whatever like fake black shit that they have.
I mean,
my thing is, like, I feel like our top artists, but excluding Drake and Travis, they all are pretty deep. Like Big Sean.
I would say Big Sean is a talented artist, but I don't think he's a top artist.
Yeah, I'm gonna say real quick.
Before if you want to use
Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, like those two niggas in themselves, like should be better than Drake. I know Drake does more numbers, but in my eyes, Kendrick is the leader of the movement.
I'm gonna say, but real quick before we even go any farther. So the question isn't the top black artist; it's the top artists. And then are they black? And then are they? And then going deeper, one more than that, are they speaking to black issues or whatever? Because it's not. Yeah, it's so not.
Then the only problem really is Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like
no, it's, which it's not only Drake, but it's Kanye as well. Kanye proteges.
But see, like Mikey,
those are Drake and Kanye are two fucking huge monoliths,
titans.
Huge.
And like that's kind of where we're getting at is the fact that like. It's not about the black people who are on top. It's about the people Kanye, on top.
Kanye's music. Okay, Kanye, you need to separate Kanye's music from who Kanye was. And Kanye's music was
You can't
hard.
Do that in the new era anymore. You can't separate the art from the artist anymore. That's why niggas get canceled nowadays. That shit does not work anymore.
But this nigga makes some bangers.
He like, does.
But even then, are his bangers speaking to black people specifically?
I would say so. Like he's
what I'm asking is like, is it speaking to them, or is it just a sound that they like?
I have to really go back and listen to it. But like his latest thing, like when he like trying to find Jesus or whatever, that fit me. That felt like I was listening to some gospel stuff. Like that's some black stuff right there. Like I don't know.
That's fair.
The Life of Pablo, he had some stuff in there. Like, but. Obviously, he did have some stuff about stripping and stuff, but he didn't really, I don't know, Kanye doesn't really, his music is more so, I am just a human being that happens to be black, and sometimes we'll talk about the black experience, and sometimes you just talk about being rich, and like, that's all he ever does, and I don't think that's taking anything away from him leading into the black way, because he has never made a song to me that hasn't made me feel wrong. Like that hasn't made me feel like, oh, that nigga is black. Like Drake's made music where I'm like, okay, this man, he's black, but he ain't really going through it. Like Kanye, you can tell, like even though he's rich and he's doing his thing, he still has the umbrella of I'm black. Like he tries to do so much stuff trying to be like a white person, like starting his fashion, trying to make his own stuff happen. They keep turning him down, him trying to be president and stuff. He tries so hard to do stuff. He wants to be white so bad that every time he gets turned down, he throws a temper tantrum, and you hear it in his music, and it's just like, yeah, nigga, that's because you're black. Like, I think he kind of gets it now. That's why he's kind of like chilling out. I have no idea.
I think the last time Kanye made something that could be even kind of black might have been My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I mean, like even the poem at the end was like, okay, this definitely screams like Black Man in America. I think actually one of the songs is about that. Like, if I feel like it might be Hell of a Life. I can't remember. But even like stuff like Blame Game, where he's talking about like infidelity, and like he even has Chris Rock, who's a black, yeah, like super black that. Entertainer. That shit felt really black to me. Even like the poem at the end is probably like, it's definitely weird, but it's one of my favorite things. Like the Congo instrumentation, all that
stuff.
You see,
thing that just makes it put into perspective that Drake is really the only problem here, because when has Kanye since
no,
then?
No, I'm saying Kanye has not done that in a very long time.
No, that's what I'm saying though. Here's what I'm saying though. But when has Kanye's music made the charts like Drake's music? Never. Ever since then, Kanye's
never. It does.
His music, yeah, but not like Drake's.
No one makes numbers like Drake. Drake is Drake.
That's what I'm saying though. When since then, none of Kanye's bangers have been as hard as they were. But the only people that are really listening to the hip hop music, they're white, or Drake. There nobody else is listening to anything else besides Drake that are white. Like, they might listen to Travis Scott, but I guarantee you, the music that they've heard from Kanye is probably stuff off Life of Pablo. So you can't even put Kanye like saying that he doesn't speak to a black experience, because he just had a moment where he wasn't really. I don't know what he was trying to do. This nigga was trying to do fashion. This nigga was trying to do music. This nigga was trying to do that. So he was all over the place. Like, cutting him out and then putting him back to where he is now, I still like he's, like, where he came back to with his new stuff, I feel like he's still talking about black music. Like, once he centered himself and gathered himself, he's still talking about the black experience. The only person in this whole conversation that doesn't talk about the black experience is Drake and sometimes Travis Scott. Because I feel like sometimes Travis Scott does talk to the black experience. He may not go deep into it, but I feel like he does say some stuff. But the only person up here that I feel like is the problem here is Drake. And I don't think, like, yeah, he does the numbers. No one does numbers more than Drake. But I feel like that's because Drake isn't, like you said, I don't think he's a hip-hop artist. He's a pop artist. He makes music for every type of culture. This man will go to Colombia and make a Colombian track. Like, it's not.
Yeah, he is quite the culture vulture.
So I still feel like hip-hop is still, like, even though it's less, it's still a black experience. Like, I can't see how just because two niggas are making most of the numbers, just now demolishes everything that what hip hop is.
It's not even like just new. Oh, go ahead, Eman.
I was just gonna say, I still go back to, don't even worry about like the who's making the music. Just look at the what songs are making the most impact and listen to the content. If those songs, if you cannot find at least a good portion of those songs that speaks to something that most people would agree is the black experience, then I think the scene has changed.
My thing is, they never will, though.
What do you mean?
I don't think, when has a song that was a black experience made Billboard 100?
SZA. All the SZA shit from Control.
It was number one?
I don't know if it was number one, but that shit's charting, and it's still charting on the Billboard 200.
That's not what I'm talking about. When I need a black experience song, like hard black experience, number one Billboard. Because
that's what I'm trying to say, is that it's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah, there were two different measurements before.
Has that ever happened, though?
Hold on. Mike, Maynard, go ahead.
Yeah, before it didn't need to happen because hip hop was like its own thing. But then when hip hop started transitioning into something bigger, and you know, it started making those Billboard top, you know, the number one spot that you're talking about, it changed to do it. But what you said is basically what we've been saying, is that it won't happen, but hip hop is at the top, right? Like, we know that it's the most popular genre, but it's because it had to make that change.
I don't think, the thing is, I feel like it's number one right now because of Drake. It's number one because of him. And the thing is, I don't feel like Drake should be the reason why it is even popular. Like, it's popular now, yes. and people are listening to it. But the people that they should be listening to, white people are not listening to them. So I can't confidently say that hip-hop as a thing is now not black, because Drake making it popular is not, in my eyes, it's not.
Okay, what I'm also, I think there's also a discrepancy in me saying hip-hop is not black, and what I mean by that, I mean it's hip-hop, the majority of hip-hop, the people who are at the top, are not talking about black issues or anything like that. I'm not saying that there are any people out there who are doing that. I'm saying that because the people at the top are not, outside of the black community, hip-hop is portrayed as something that isn't really black, but just like kind of popular. It's almost like popular music made by black artists, rather than like, you'll never fucking hear like a white person or an Asian person or Mexican person say, damn, I listened to this song right here that was, it doesn't even have to be by Drake, that was charting on the fucking Billboard 200 that helped me learn about gentrification, or helped me learn about just something as simple as like enjoying your natural hair as a black person. Or it could just even be something about like, I don't know, just, it's just, I don't know. I give up.
My thing is, well, like, if, when that actually happened, you're saying like, all right, basically, if the person's not talking about what's happening in the black community, or is not educating the white people about what's happening about, or not white people, I'm sorry, just anybody about what's happening in our society, and the whole umbrella of what it is now not considered our experience. It's now considered everybody's. Like, I don't think one person making a song that happens to be under a hip-hop umbrella should take away the experience of what it is to be a black person. Like,
I'm saying it has, though.
Why, though? I don't
because...
see
that. I'm trying to say that hip-hop predominantly used to be a black movement back when it was underground. And as when it came, like, kind of into mainstream media with your Biggies, your Run DMCs, your Tupacs and stuff like that, where they were still adamantly talking about, and Ice Cube, still adamantly talking about black issues back then, that's when it was at its peak. Then you get your Jay-Z's, your Nas's and stuff like that. Hip-hop is still very black. It's black-owned by black artists. And then, like, somewhere, like, along the lines, like when the internet popped off and there was just ways to get, I guess, any black artist that kind of fit the stereotype of what a hip, like your Blueface's. Why the fuck is Blueface like considered a hip hop artist? The nigga doesn't talk about anything ever. He's like a super pop artist who doesn't stay on beat, but some of his songs are hype. But he's black. So he fits like what I guess the outsider thinks someone who's like a hip hop MC should look like, but the content is not there. It's all the superficiality of hip hop is there, but except for the soul behind it. Like everything that started the movement, I'm trying to say, is gone. And the people,
I don't think that's gone though. I feel like
it's gone at the top.
The only person that's at the top though that is doing this is Drake and sometimes Travis Scott.
But then
talking about these problems, I don't see how the two people, the two highest people, and Travis Scott's not even the highest. It's Drake and then probably Kendrick.
Would you consider, I'm also going to use the example, even though I guess it's not like exactly tangential, but you could use like the wave of SoundCloud rappers. Because rap is technically a part of hip-hop. And, like, with SoundCloud rappers, you got fucking Tekashi. That nigga doesn't talk about shit, but he's number one. He was number one for a really fucking long time, and he doesn't talk about anything about the black experience. He's not even black, but I think he would be considered a fucking hip-hop artist because, A, he's... I mean, I guess you can be white and still be a hip-hop artist, But he's not white, and he does what's considered nigga shit. Whatever fucking the internet thinks nigga shit is.
Which is just ignorant shit.
You can't use him because he's not black. Like, you can't, an artist, not...
But he's still, he would still be considered, like, a trap or hip-hop artist. Is what I'm saying.
But my thing is, that doesn't say that it's no longer a black experience. Just because he wanted to do his thing and...
But I'm saying, like, he is not, like... He's, like, one of many that are at the top of the hip-hop game now that aren't talking about shit. Your NBA Young Boys, your YBN Namirs, your fucking YBN, like, whatevers. The new nigga that comes out, like, every week. That's not talking about shit.
Hold on, real quick. So I think I've got this mostly figured out. Is that for the first bit? I think there's a discrepancy between. It reminds me of like the favorite versus best argument of like, I feel like, Mike, are you saying the people at the top are the people that like are respected, or the people that just raw flat out do the best numbers?
People at the top that I'm saying do the numbers. Who's doing more numbers than Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole? Tell me.
Okay. And then, so there's that. And then there's the fact that, so the people at the top, you said, so we use Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick, you said, right?
Yeah.
All right. So out of those three, Kendrick and J. Cole are talking about the black experience, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But Drake is still higher than them, though, right?
Yeah.
Right? So I think what we're missing here is the fact that, if you're going to be at the top, you can't speak to just the black experience because it's not going to touch the most amount of people. So, like...
And that's what I'm saying. Like, the fact that we're trying to get a song to speak the black experience is never going to happen, but that doesn't take away the fact that it's a black experience.
Yeah, like, yeah, I got you. Right. Like, so, like... That's all. So I think we can all agree on that part, though, that, like... Song at the top is going to speak to the black experience. It's just not possible. The problem comes into play when hip hop itself, which generally speaks to the black experience, moves to the top of the charts as a genre. So the problem is that if you're going to have these, if hip hop is going to become popular, that just means the sound is not popular. The genre as a sound is at the top of the charts and is people love and everybody wants a piece of. But it's not, it's like, as Kevin keeps saying, like, it's missing the soul. The reason why it's missing the soul is because the parts that are popular can't have the soul, in quotes. It's just literally not possible. So I feel like we're arguing in parallels. Like, at no point are either one of you going to think about the other side properly because it's like, physically impossible. It almost seems like you guys are trying to conflate the artist with the sound. Like, the sound is at the top of it. Like, I feel like everything Kevin's saying can be attributed to the sound of hip hop at the top, whereas everything Mikey's saying can be attributed to the people at the top.
That would agree with that.
Yeah.
I understand that hip hop is not what it was. It's not as impactful as it used to be. I just feel like, in general, like the most of the artists, I feel like they still have that soul in there, and like they may not be doing the numbers, and but I just don't feel like that speaks for hip hop. Like Drake doesn't speak for hip hop for me, but Travis Scott does, but not. That's probably because of his sound, and so I can understand that. But in my eyes, I just feel like.
See, and this is another problem for me, where it's like. I personally agree with you that Drake doesn't speak for hip hop like at all. I would call him a pop rapper or just a pop artist. But the thing is, there's like a real problem with like, I guess, the community outside of the black lens. Like, for example, if you looked at the Grammys and when Tyler's album was nominated as like rap or like hip hop, and we're talking about Igor here. Igor almost has like the most minimal amount of rapping that he's ever had on any of his projects. Mm-hmm. All of the sound is not even anything close to hip hop. A lot of it is synths and chords, and he's fucking around with a lot of different genres. It's very genre bending and genre defining. But like the problem is with America or the world is that as long as you're black, and this is what I was trying to say, as long as you have those superficial qualities that you have dark skin, you might have a deep voice, you carry yourself like a rapper, it doesn't matter what kind of music you make, like if it's good or bad, but it's still considered hip hop. And that's the problem. It's like hip hop has lost its soul because it's lost its meaning. Like if you could put Tyler's album Igor in the same category with like all these other albums that are closer to hip hop, it's almost like they're using hip hop as a term for black artists. And that's the problem I'm trying to get at. It's become, hip hop has become this entirely different thing.
I can feel you on that. I can understand that. And that's why I commend Tyler for saying something about it, because it needs to be stopped. Like, I've noticed that if you're black and you make anything that's not R&B, it's probably going to be hip-hop. And I mean, that's why when people ask me what kind of music I make, I don't know how to respond. I just say, like, I make what I feel. And I don't want to be put in that box of, oh, I'm a rapper. Because when I first started making music, I was an alternative rock kind of dude. And I kind of want to go back to that at some point. If I put myself, if I make it to the industry and I let people know that, hey, I'm just a rapper, I feel like I'm going to be a rapper who made a rock album instead of a musician who made an album, you know?
Yeah.
So I do understand that. But I just I feel like that has more to do with the people in power, which are obviously the white people, and when that changes, I feel like then that's when it's gonna change in terms of what is truly hip hop and what's not. But from what I consider hip hop, I still feel like there's a lot of black and a lot of pride in there. That's just, I understand I'm not the entire world, and that's not what the world sees.
No, that's fair. I think the other side is just more like, honestly, it comes down to the dollar, or to the currency, to the money, and like the fact that hip hop is so profitable, it had to kind of lose its specific. It had to lose what made it special in the first place too, because that's what you have to do to appeal to like the lowest common denominator. So it had to lose a part of itself to appeal to more people, because obviously, I mean, the people that are able to listen, or you know, the reason it makes so much money because it has to be able to talk to more people, and not everyone's trying to hear about, you know, what Tyrese is going through, you know, in the streets, you know, taking care of his younger brother while his mom gets addicted to meth. Like, not everybody can relate to that. None of us can even really relate to that, as far as I know.
Yeah,
but that's why when we were growing up, we had special places in our hearts for people, for artists like Childish, that kind of spoke more to our experiences. And, you know, the broadening of that, like of hip hop as a genre, I'm not going to say it's inherently a good or a bad thing, but I think it is a thing that happened, is that it's not what it was. It's not a black thing because of that. I think that's what I was saying, at least. I'm not sure about everybody else, but it's, you know, it's kind of sad to see something lose its identity, but it did turn into, you know, it's like it grew up. It just became something different.
It's like it grew up.
I mean, for me, I think I wasn't really trying to say anything specifically. I was more listening to both sides and trying to see if there was a bridge between the two. But like, I feel like it's not really hip hop anymore so much as it is just the new wave of popular music, if that makes any sense. I feel like it's just Drake, because that's the kind of hip hop that you can sell. So it almost needs like a new genre to be made, so that way when it's not popular, we can go back to calling it that and still keep hip hop separate, if that makes any sense. That.
Talking about that neo hop. That's what we
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, nothing lasts forever, you know. Right. Everything's gonna lose its soul. But Yeah, things change.
Yeah. Agreed.
I am curious, though, as like in a, as we wrap up, like to see, as far as I understand it. I mean, yeah, you guys correct me on this if I'm wrong, because I don't branch out as much as I'd like with music genres and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I would love to be alive during the rise of like a new genre, like to have been there, like in the early infancy stages of hip hop or blues or jazz and all that improvisation. I want to see that happen.
I think that's possible. I think right now we're in the age of getting like a lot of genre bending stuff. Like I think our current front runners, at least in the Black community, are Tyler, because this shit was not hip hop. It was some new shit that he put together. I thought the same thing with Childish's new album. Even though I'm mad at a lot of things on that album, I could talk about that for a while.
Let's talk about that next time, because I want to talk about
it.
Yeah, it was definitely a very brave effort. He did a lot of things that were crazy sonically, but a lot of other things that I felt like it was almost like he didn't, like, he either didn't finish ideas or he completely got rid of ideas that I thought were fucking incredible. And I actually want to kind of make a video on that. But I will talk about a lot of my ideas, like, whenever you guys want to talk about it next. And then whatever the fuck Kendrick is cooking up, because I know he's cooking up some weird ass shit.
That man is
with this new rock and roll album. Yeah. I think like a lot of them are dipping back into like a lot of the old sounds. Like when I hear Tyler, and same thing with The Weeknd, Abel, his new album, heavily influenced by like a lot of like the 80s.
But that shit was actually pretty hard.
That shit was fire. I can hear like all like the instrumentations from like the early synth wave and stuff like that that was used heavily in like 80s movies and films and stuff like that. It made his album feel very cinematic. Same thing for Igor. Same thing for Donald's. I wish like he had ordered it. Like, hold on. This is just one small idea I wanted to share. I think if you've listened to it in like the track form that is released now, I thought that it was a really weird like track release, but
yeah,
like when he
and the thing is, remember you sent us the one with the names on it, but then when he released that shit, it was numbered. Like, why did he do that shit?
I have no idea.
He likes being weird. He likes being weird.
I'm trying to figure out like why only two of the songs are named at all.
Right. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
Because all the names are fire, and then. Also, I hated the way he sequenced things, because like there's one song called like, or it would have been called Thank You, which feels like an album ending song, but then like the next song I think after Thank You is like Warlords, and that's when like it's like that really like weird like Yeezus song that I can understand why people don't like it.
No,
but when I originally heard the album, I liked it
so hard though.
Yeah, the beat went super hard. When I originally heard the album, I liked it so much because it sounded like the end of This Is America when he was running down the hallway and he was running like into the next song. And I was like, this is fucking genius. But like the way it's sequenced now, it almost like kind of fucks up things. Like to me personally.
I didn't really think about that, but I can see how that could probably mess me up because I understand.
All right.
I don't know, but that's just my perspective. Yeah. I might just be looking into things too deeply.
I'm gonna have to go back.
Expecting too much.
Nah, dude, inspect that shit. I need somebody to inspect with, because I did this before on because of the internet, and we got so deep in that shit. And I was like, bro, I've never had a deep discussion about anybody's album like that in a while. So. If you're thinking this hard about this shit, I'm ready.
Yeah, we can. I do want to talk about that on the next episode for sure, though. So this does sound super interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many things I want to talk about that too. But anyways, besides that.
Yeah. To real quick to wrap it up, because I had a thought that I was thinking about. Do you, because Kevin, you're saying that, like, you know, we might be, something new might be coming, like a new genre or something could be coming with like Igor and things. Would you call it a new genre, or would you just call it a fusion of older genres?
It is, I think the fusion will create something entirely new.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like there are cool, like, it's kind of hard now to make a new sound, because we pretty much know all the keys. Like, we haven't figured out any new key yet. So, like, try, and we've made so many different variations of music thus far as humanity. It's going to be pretty tough to find something that's just so transcending. But that's why I like going back to hip-hop, because that's the most experimental version of music, because since we're able to, we like to go back and pick up things that we've already learned, so it keeps on evolving. So I feel like with that, that's kind of how Tyler and, you know, we get our Tylers, and that's how we get our Weekends and stuff like that, because they start in one thing and then they're like, you know what, I'm gonna do something better, let me go back to what has already previously been done, and then they tap on to something new. So I feel like we're not really ever going to get a new genre of music, but we're probably going to get different types of, I guess, hip hop.
Yeah. Because the reason why I asked was because it reminded me of when you guys were saying, like he had like synth in there and da da da. It reminded me of when Gambino was doing I'm Just a Rapper, and he was rapping over like indie beats, and it's like, I don't know what that was, because it didn't really feel like hip hop.
That was he didn't know what he was doing, but now we got people like, all right, let me take what that nigga did,
I think it'll come, though. I feel like the thought, it's always hard to look forward, but when, like, in creating anything new, like revolutionary, it's in a field that so much has been done in, but I expect it'll happen.
I mean, I don't think it won't. I don't know if we'll see it, but I mean, dubstep was a thing, I think. I don't know what that would be.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, but technically dubstep was kind of like a subgenre of like just electronic music.
I mean, that's what I was gonna say. Like, at the end of the day, it depends on your definition of a genre, because like, isn't that just like a selection of rules that you stick by? Like, I don't know. We don't need to get into it.
Yeah. But I was gonna say, like, it's, if you look at like just from the year 1900 to 1999, like, someone could have theoretically, I mean, people did. They lived through like almost that entire period. You see how many different genres of music they saw, like the birth of, the growth of, and all that. So yeah. They do it.
I really agree with E-Man too, because if you kind of look at the 1900s, about like every 20 years there's something new. Like, even from ragtime to, you know, your early like Harlem jazz to your blues, which I think then became rock, and which then became funk.
Yeah, but my thing is, the problem is, we're kind of reached a threshold.
Plateau?
Like, we have to break first before anything new happens.
That's
like,
that's how it always is.
Yeah, but if you've noticed, things before the internet, right? When something new was discovered, it was like, oh, that's new. But nowadays, when something new is discovered, it's more like, oh, we've been doing this. You guys just need to catch on. That's the thing. So now that everybody's caught on, we're trying to develop something new. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but I just don't think it's going to take longer than what it was before, if you feel like
that. I think it would be even faster, though, from what you said.
With technology. I think it would be faster with the mixing of genres and technology.
No, the only reason why I don't think it's faster is because I feel like it seemed like it was happening quickly before, but it...
We discovered it. Like, it was white people discovering old blues. But black people have been doing blues forever. You know what I'm saying? Is white people are seeing the rock, which they stole rock from us, rock, Elvis, that nigga. Anyways, and they're like, oh, now we got rock music. And it's just kind of like, it was them discovering new stuff that's already
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, whatever is the new genre is about to be made right now. And then maybe 20 years from now, it'll enter, like, the popular, like, zeitgeist or whatever. Because that's what hip-hop was. Hip-hop was around since, like, the fucking 80s. And then when they got tired of rock, like, fucking rock died out super hard, like, in 2010. It was, like, pop for a little while, dubstep, and now hip-hop is, like, the next big thing. But you could feel it dying. You could feel, like, a lot of monotony in, like, the work now. And people are already kind of hungry for just new shit. So something is going to come. We probably just haven't heard it yet. We might just not be privy to it because we're just not in those music circles like that.
I mean, you could be right, but I don't know. I just don't feel like it's going to be... It might come in a form, but I don't think it's going to be as rampant as it was, because it was back-to-back. Like, it was like from the 1900s to now, you had what?
Blue. You also have to think that we've only been alive for about 20 years.
Yeah,
those changes happened about every 20 years. So it's like the first big change that we kind of did notice might have been hip hop, kind of.
I mean,
I
need to go back and figure out when.
So it's like by the time we're 60, there will definitely be something new.
I feel like that the part, the equation that's missing is the fact that if we, let's say we get something new within 10 years, I feel like in the next 30 to 40 years, we'll get two or three iterations of it. Because let's say it spawns from like synthwave and hip-hop, right? If people are really bad about it like that, whatever that new genre is might leak into country music. You might not be listening to that, but then that's a second genre to come out of this fusion of hip-hop and synth. And then if jazz music decides to just hop on board of that, that's another version of genre. So that's a third genre based on the one genre that we had of fusing hip-hop and synth. You know what I mean?
So it's like, I have to go look. I'm not sure, but I feel like jazz, blues, and rock music all came out around like first, but blues and jazz came around like same general time period, but I'm not sure. I don't think it was like 20 years in between the two of those.
You can also count funk, you know, and then disco being a subdivision of funk, because funk was evolution of jazz. Like, they both have like the same kind of like properties musically. And then like after funk, and you're getting like disco only became a thing because you merge funk and electronic music, which wasn't there before because of technology. So it's like whatever fucking weird technology that we have in the future, electronic music can become like something even greater or something more different.
But wouldn't that be considered electronic music? It wouldn't be like a new genre.
I guess technically, but then you could go back into like the recesses of classical music and analyze how they're like very big periods that we wouldn't define as like different genres because we don't just study classical music or haven't heard classical music in like years. Like it was heard in the past, so maybe. But then at the same time, there could be something entirely different. There could be instruments or something that are made at different frequencies that create different sounds. And then we'll be like, oh, kind of like how like vaporwave is a thing. Vaporwave is technically electronic music, but it doesn't sound like other electronic music because of, I think, the frequency it's done at, or like lo-fi is technically like electronic music because of the distortion they put on whatever they do. But yeah, I guess it technically would always have to be electronic music. But
I mean, if we develop something like a new instrument or something, but I don't know, like I feel like we're reaching a singularity. That's the only thing, is I feel like life is moving fast. Like it's moving really fast right now. Yeah, but we've reached a point where it's hard to come up with something that we have a base thing of a lot of things that we've already done. Like we have a lot of, so it's like,
I feel you, Mikey. I mean, I just, because that train of thought, the reason that I'm more on the side that we definitely can innovate, like in a relatively soon is just because that train of thought has been thought like so many times in the past, like learning in school about like that we thought you could only have 256 megabytes on a hard drive and now it's literal like terabytes and shit, like just I don't know, maybe it's human innovation or whatever, yeah. But having seen it happen so many times over and over and over again in history, it's got to happen again. Because history.
Well, you know, I think Mikey's saying it will happen again. Just, he's saying it might not happen as soon.
But even that, like I'm saying, like, because it just in this short time period, that's what I'm saying is like, it's happened.
Like, I'm on board.
Very, okay. Yeah, okay. Like it's happened in such short like time periods before, multiple.
So it should happen in a short time period again. I feel you. I got you.
Yeah, I think it'll happen again. But yeah, I think we all agree it will happen at some point. Just the when.
And there it is. Another episode of the Neon Black Podcast. I know that one was a bit long, so I'll try and keep this short and sweet. Follow us on Twitter, at the Neon Black Pod, so we can hear your opinions on the current state of hip-hop. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, follow us on Spotify, or wherever you're hearing this episode. And with that, stay smart, stay safe, and remember, the most important color in the box is neon black.